Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Nightmare on CPS Street with Rudy and Raquel. I'm Rudy. Raquel is actually celebrating her wedding anniversary tonight, so she's not going to be here. So tonight, my special guest host will be Melissa Motweller. Dallas, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing tonight, brother?
I am doing good. How are you?
I almost missed this because I forgot. I'm on Central Time, and the show's on Eastern Time. So I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got 5 minutes. It wasn't even 5 minutes. It was actually five seconds when I tuned in. Do we have Melissa or?
No.
Oh, my God. That's not good. My guest I was going to have tonight, she locked her keys, left her keys in a store that closed, so she's having a rough night as well. So
yeah.
I didn't even have a guest lined up, but I mean, what I was going to do with Melissa was basically talk about a few things and, I don't know what to do now without a co-host. I guess we can give it a few minutes. I guess I can chat with you for a few minutes and see if she comes on, and if not, I hate just like stopping a show, but you know, not having a guest and not having a co-host is not too good. So I don't know. Guess we can give it a few minutes and see what happens. And if not, let everybody know that we will be back. If that happens, we will be back next Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, with guest, with host, co-host, and all that good stuff. So, I'm going to just give it a few minutes, man. And my knee's been bothering me bad today, so I've been kind of feeling kind of rough. I don't know if it's my knee or my back, but I know I had a sciatic nerve and got a terrible pain in my back and my knee. So I don't know if it's pain's going from my knee to my back or pain's going from my back to my knee. But I'm in terrible pain right now.
No, that's not good.
No, dude, I don't take medication, so it's real. Well, I do take medications. I take Miller High Life or Natural Life. I hate this happening like this. Which work I will understand, and
I'm putting some messages out if I can't get somebody to call in. Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work too. If we get somebody to call in, and I wish I would have better scheduled. But I found out last night, and then I had some stuff going on today, and I really didn't have enough time to have a plan, a backup plan, and a backup plan for my backup plan. So. It basically, So, I mean, we can wing it for a minute or two, I guess. Like I said, if not, we can hit it again next week and, go that way with it. I don't know. I wish I could have had my guest on. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. It's a lot of infighting in this movement. It's also a lot of people in this movement that are creating a lot of this fighting. And, I wish I could have talked about a little bit more about that because, I've been under attack myself for over 6 years now. I mean, my attacks were so severe that these people were taking pictures of my homes, my vehicles, my kids, my cell. They were calling child welfare checks on me and my kids. They were calling the schools. They were having me up for fictitious warrants, photoshopping warrants that didn't even exist. And this is a crazy thing, man, that people will go to these extremes to attack somebody. And it's really sad. I mean, you know, because those of us that's in this movement, we've already been beaten down by the courts, beaten down by the system, beaten down by the social workers, society. We've been beaten down by everything. And then on top of being beaten down, we have people that say that they are, you know, part of what we're about, a part of what we're doing. And then, you know, I said this the other night, it's sad that it's actually sad that some of our worst enemies now are people that are in this movement, or people that are saying they won't change. And I don't know, I've been saying this for a long time, that, you know, I think before we can actually win this fight, it has to be a war from the inside. We have to weed out the fake people. We have to weed out the troublemakers. We have to weed out the liars. We have to find the ones that are strong and that are real, that are really wanting to make a difference, that are going to make a difference. You know, and I think once we can get a group of people that are, you know, all about what's really going on. Yeah, it's hard to win a war if you have an army of soldiers and your soldiers are traitors or liars or thieves or, you know, whatever. It's hard to defeat the enemy if you know, you don't have a sturdy, stable army yourself. And, you know, a lot of people disagree with me saying that we need to have a war from the inside. But, I mean, we can't beat them, you know, because we have to be focused on our fight. And it's hard to focus on your fight when you're trying to focus on what you're fighting against. But then you have to also focus on those that we call our friends, or those that we call fellow activists or advocates or groups or pages or whatever. So I strongly believe that we're at a point in this movement where I don't see this movement going forward until we have a all-out fucking war.
Well, because like you said before, there's so many that claim to be activists and advocates that really aren't.
They're not. I mean, they could give a shit less about,
right,
you know, a lot of these people just want attention. A lot of these people just want people following them or listening to them or saying their name. They could give a shit less about a kid, a case, anything. And Dallas, I've seen, like I said, I've been fighting these assholes for 14 years. And I've seen, like I said, I remember starting off in this, and you didn't have these groups, you didn't have the pages, you didn't have, I mean, And believe it or not, you know, we're on Bobby Vsinger's network. The first show I ever did was on Bobby's network. And I'll never forget, nobody was talking about CPS family. You know, people were talking about it, but these blog talk shows were not doing them. And I remember, I can't even remember the guy's name. It was something Kirkpatrick. But I found this guy on Facebook, and we started talking, and he patched me straight through to Bobby. And the first thing I respected about Bobby was when I started telling Bobby about kids being stolen, about everything that was going on, you know, he found it hard to believe. And he straight out told me, he says, you know, he found it kind of hard to believe, but he told me straight out, he said, you know, I'm willing to bring you on the show. You know, he didn't normally do stuff like that, those type of cases. He said, but I'm going to let you know, if you're lying to me, and this was the exact words, I never forget them. He said, if you're lying to me, and I know you're lying, if I find out that your case is not real, he says, I'm going to destroy you on my show. And thank God, you know, everything checked out with me. And
yeah,
next thing you know, everybody's doing CPS, Family Court, Blog Talk Radio shows. So, but like I said, I remember I was one of the parents that come up in this when we didn't have the resources that a lot of these parents and people had. And, you know, a lot of us had to fight by ourselves. A lot of us had to research our own information. A lot of us had to figure out a lot of stuff. And now all you have to do is get on Facebook or Google, type in CPS, and you're going to find some kind of group, or you're going to find a page, or you're going to find information. We didn't have that when this first started. And, you know, in this time I've seen people come and, you know, they always say they got like the magic answer. They can win every court case. Their case is going to change everything, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they come into the scene, they're saying everything that everybody wants to hear. Not what everybody needs to hear, but what everybody wants to hear. So right off the bat, they have a lot of people following them because these people are just like I was. They're hurt. They're lost. They want answers. And now you got somebody telling you everything you want to hear. Well, you see these people come, and then they don't produce anything. They don't do shit. And then just as quick as they got into this movement, they're out of this movement. So you've got a lot of people coming into this movement. You know, I guess they're just trying to get quick attention. And then you've got a lot of parents, I hate to say it, but I see a lot of these parents that jump in this shit and, you know, they read a couple of posts on Facebook, now they think they're a fucking attorney. And now they give another parent's advice. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a fucking attorney. I don't want to be an attorney. You know, I've never tried to be an attorney. I just try to get people's stories out. I try to talk to people. I try to give my opinion. I try to tell people what, you know, worked for me in my case, or somebody right. come on a show and something worked for them, I try to tell them that. But you got a lot of parents now that are trying to give legal advice, and they're not legal professionals. Hell, some of them didn't even win their own case, and they're trying to tell somebody else how to get their kids home. And I'm not knocking somebody for wanting to advocate, but I'm just saying that this movement has become kind of a circus. You know, we've got good people, we've got angry people, we've got happy people, we got sad people, we got fucking crazy people. But I mean, it's actually become something it shouldn't become. I mean, everybody's lost focus of the kids. Now it's all about somebody's page. If my page is getting enough likes, is my Facebook Live getting enough views? You know, do I got enough supporters? And that ain't what none of us started this shit for. We all started it because somebody's kids got stolen and somebody got fucked in court. And, you know, we wanted our kids home. And, you know, that's why, I don't give a shit who gets mad at me. We need a fucking full out fucking war inside this movement. We need to remove any and all that are causing the distractions, the problems. You know, some people say that, you know, I attack people, but I don't attack people. I confront people. It's the difference in confronting and attacking.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody talks shit to me, I'm going to confront your ass. You know, but I'm not going to just get on Facebook and start slandering somebody without firsthand knowledge of what the fuck I'm talking about. So,
right.
I mean, that's a little bit about what I want to talk about tonight. And, you know, without a guest, but hopefully maybe next week. You know, is this scheduled for an hour or 2 hours? I know last week we did an hour. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
the last week we didn't
two.
Do that hour.
Melissa just messaged me. She's got some family stuff going on, so she can't make it. But I put out some peelers in the wind chat. Maybe I get one of somebody there to, for the host chat. Maybe I get somebody there to come in. And,
well,
I'm not getting no answers there either.
Well, I tell you, I mean, would it be in, you know, not well organized night. I mean, Raquel would completely understand. I mean, Raquel deserves this night,
right,
with her family. You know, it's a good little break. You know, I guess I'm gonna make a quick point. You know, this show was about Nightmare on CPS Street. You know, our whole purpose is to put these stories that are actually, they are nightmares for many of us. It's a nightmare that a lot of us will never wake up from. You know, you lose your kid. Anytime you lose something you love, I mean, it's something that haunts you for the rest of your life. And basically, this show with myself and Raquel, you know, we're going to put these stories out of the families that have been affected, that have been hurt, that, you know, they're living a nightmare daily. And it's a nightmare that they will never wake up from. But, you know, we're hoping we can put the platform out there where we can actually, you know, make them feel a little bit better by being able to tell their story, being able to tell their side, being able to vent, and just, you know, express their love for their kids or the loss of their kids. You know, just a platform for them, not us, but or you or Ricky. Or it's for them or for me. It's
right.
for the parents. So, I guess.
What makes
like
it
said,
what
I mean,
makes it so hard is there's so many people that either don't want to believe it or don't want to accept it that that's actually happening.
Yeah,
all
it's
that
a lot
government
of us
can't be doing that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think back on that too. I mean, when I first got my kids taken, you know, everybody was like, "Well, what did you do? Were you on drugs? Were you beating your kids? Were you doing this?" And, you know, I was a victim. We're all victims. But I was one of them people back in the 90s that I heard people come up and say, "Well, hey, so-and-so lost their kids." And first thing popped in my mind, oh, they must have been on drugs or they was doing something fucked up. Or,
right.
You know, I don't really care because they must have done something wrong. And it didn't make me a bad person, but, you know, I assumed back then because I had kids by another marriage and I had never dealt with CPS, so I assumed that, you know, if they take your kids, you must have done something bad. And then reality kicked in with my second ex-wife and the five kids I had by her, and I found out real quick, you didn't do anything wrong. I mean, it is parents out there that fuck up. It's people out there that shouldn't have their kids. And I really hate to say that because I think everybody's entitled to their children. But if you're making bad choices, bad decisions, and you're putting your children in harm, I mean, I hate to say it, but maybe you're not. Everybody's not a parent. That's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, if you're putting your kids in danger, maybe you shouldn't have kids. But I found in this, I'd say probably 80% of the kids that are taken shouldn't have never been taken in the beginning. So I don't know. It blows my mind. And, you know, we try to relate to people that have not been involved or have not been affected, what's really going on. And, you know, a lot of these people still won't never get it because it hadn't happened to them. But the second they get involved with these agencies or these courts, they realize real quick that, oh my God, this is fucked up. They're stealing kids for money, for funding, for all this shit, and it's mind blowing. It's too much, and I see a lot of these parents in this movement, and I think it. I've met a lot of them, and I call them batshit crazy, and you know, but then you have to sit down and think for a minute. This is enough to make somebody batshit crazy. Because if you, yeah, Dallas, if you're just jumping into this and you had no clue what was going on, and then you start finding
exactly.
out about it.
Yeah,
federal funding, child.
No,
yeah, you start finding out about child trafficking, funding. You find that. I mean, it's like an overkill. I mean, it will completely. And then to put on top of that, just say you just lost your kids. So you're already broken and hurt from a loss of a child. And now reality kicks in and you find out how evil these people really are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's enough to drive a lot of these parents crazy or, you know, and I'm not defending people for being crazy. I mean, I'm half-ass crazy myself. But, you know, a lot of these people in this movement, I've seen the ones that were hurt. I've seen the ones that was delusional, narcissistic. And I kind of hate dealing with these people, but at the same time, you have to wonder. You know, I can't really judge someone. This shit almost drove me crazy. This shit's made me ill, made me angry. But I was strong enough to maintain my sanity. And then I have to wonder some of these people that are doing all this evil, doing all this stupid stuff. I mean, I don't know that they weren't hurt that bad by this, that this is what this situation done to them. But it don't make it right for them to do it. But, you know, I still say at the same time, the garbage truck needs to pull up in front of the movement and some bitches need to be thrown in the back of the garbage truck. We need to clean this
exactly.
shit up. Yep, get the real fighters, the real speakers, the real seekers. We need the real people back in this fight. And once we can clean the trash up, then we can move on with a strong group of people and finish what they started. Because we didn't start this. IKEA didn't start it. The government started it. The
right.
family court started it. You know, so let's get this shit out of the way. Flush the shit down the toilet. Throw the trash in the trash can. Get that out of the way, and let's focus back on what this is all about. Children, kids, families, parents. Our children's future. That's the most important thing. And I'm going to keep preaching that point. But yeah, Dallas, I think it's almost 7:30. So, I mean, I think for tonight we did almost 30 minutes. You know, it wasn't a complete waste, but you know, I hate we didn't things didn't work out different, but. You know, I don't think you'll be upset. I don't think Raquel will be upset. I don't think Bobby will be upset. This shit happens sometimes on internet radio. I mean, you have stuff that goes on with Blog Talk. Blog Talk is bipolar. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't work. You know, you have guests that don't show up. You have hosts or co-hosts that don't show up. You have same old people, but the person running the board, I mean, I remember having on my network. I had, before I was running my own board, I've had nights I can do a show when the person was supposed to do my board wasn't even there. So I mean, this shit happens. But it's not a bad thing. We still put a message out tonight. Good message. So that's just, you know, you don't have to talk for 2 hours. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Somebody can talk for 2 hours and say nothing, or someone could talk for 5 minutes and say everything.
Right.
I think tonight we said what was needed to be said. It's a problem. Children and families are being hurt. we need a change. The trash needs to be taken out. The shit needs to be flushed down the commode. And it basically don't get it don't get no clearer than that. And I don't know what else to that's about all you can say. Somebody just came up to my door, so that kind of threw me off there for a minute. But it's like every time I come out here and I'm doing a Facebook Live or I'm trying to do whatever I'm doing, somebody walks up to my car, and you know I'm staying at a room, so you know I try not to do my stuff in the room because the walls are paper thin and I don't want nobody complaining. So I come out here to the car where it's quiet and think it would be peaceful. And I mean, I just, it's like I can't get away from people. But I want to say, for those of y'all that don't know Dallas is an awesome dude. He's done a lot for Raquel and families too, because he helps make this happen. You know, when me and Raquel was doing our show on her network and Raquel and Ephraim's show. We got to thank everybody that's, you know, we're all a piece of the puzzle. And, you know, you've got your fighters, you got your speakers, you got different people doing different things. And I try to, every chance I get, I try to thank everybody that is a piece of the puzzle, because sooner or later we're going to take all these perfect pieces are going to come together and we're going to create a beautiful fucking picture. And my picture is defeating the fucking system. Yeah. So, yeah, brother, I want to thank you for everything that you do, for your time.
You're welcome.
Support. I mean, everything you do is important to us too. I mean, it's important. You know, you're helping families, you're helping kids, you're helping us that are trying to, you know, and Bobby B. Singer, I want to thank him, too, for, like I said, his first radio show I went on, first network I had my own show on, you know, so I want to thank him for providing this platform, too, and I want to thank any of the parents that are actually out there going through this shit. Some people will say, well, what are you going to thank them for? I'm thanking them for still going. I'm thanking them for still fighting. I'm thanking them for still loving something that they don't have anymore. I haven't seen my kid in almost 2 years. I still love them. I can't say I love them the same as the day they left. I love them more. A lot of people don't know what that means when you never give up or you never stop loving something that's not right there in front of you, or something you can't touch or hold or see or speak to. I just want to thank the people that are sitting at a night that may be listening to this and missing their kids or missing a mother, father, you know, missing someone, but you never give up hope. You never stop loving. And, you know, people need to remind people that that's a brave thing. That's an awesome thing. So a lot of people, when they lose something, they lose everything. They don't just lose what they lost, but they lose hope, they lose love, they lose their voice, they lose their fight. And there's so many of us out there that we've lost everything, but the main thing in life that can't be bought or, you know, love, family, respect, it only gets stronger with us. So anybody that are missing your kid, you ready to go to bed tonight, cut your lights out, close your eyes, remember a good time with your kid, remember a time your kid made you smile or you laughed, or you're missing a wife, a husband, a grandparent, cousin, brother, sister. Real simple. Shut your eyes, go back to that memory, a memory of something that a court, a government, a fucking person can't even take it away from you. Every time I get missing my kid real hard or real bad, I shut my eyes and remember thinking about that today. I could remember my kids riding up and down the hill on the bicycles and the scooters and just sitting there laughing and giggling and just being excited, being kids. And my ex-wife could move my kids. She moved them across from one side of the United States to the other, and I still got those memories. She could move them to another country, and I can still wake up in the morning and have the memories of my kids. So the court didn't beat me. She didn't beat me. Society didn't beat me. These fake activists and advocates, they didn't even beat me, because I can shut my eyes at any point, day or night, and I can go back to that memory of my kid smiling, my kid giggling, my kid saying, "I love you, Daddy," or just saying, "I love you." So a lot of y'all need to remember that. You haven't lost everything. When you think you've got everything gone, go back to that memory. That memory lasts forever. All right, Dallas, brother. I guess I'm gonna cut it. I'm gonna cut it short tonight, and I try to say as much as I can say while I could say it. We'll do it again next Saturday night. You got some music you can take us out with, or?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, you pick right, something. All right, brother. Love you, man.
And all right, you too. All right.
The time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water, with lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. So for your race. clear water. It's kind of a special feeling out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a love.